I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Any day now, the Shumlin administration will unveil the proposed terms of a federal waiver that could overhaul the healthcare system in Vermont. But community-based providers say they're feeling left out of the negotiations. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they're asking lawmakers to give them more prominent seats at the bargaining table.
The federal waiver would enable one of the most drastic healthcare reforms in state history, and it could fundamentally change the way money moves through the $5 billion medical industry in Vermont.
I would argue that this might well be one of the most important policy fundamental issues that you will encounter during your legislative careers here.
That's Michael Hall, executive director of the Champlain Valley Area Agency on Aging. He's describing an initiative to reward providers for patient health as opposed to the volume or type of procedures provided. His organization is one of dozens of community-based providers that offer services like home care, substance abuse counseling, and mental health. On Thursday, he told lawmakers that organizations like his are getting short shrift in the reform conversation, and he says administration officials have wrongly placed hospitals at the, quote, center of the healthcare universe.
A huge reason for why we pay so much for hospitals is because we do a terrible job of keeping people out of hospitals in the first place. And yet for years we have been underinvesting and actually divesting in the very services that would reduce hospital expenditures and would keep people out of nursing homes and would get better outcomes.
Mary Moulton is executive director of Washington County Mental Health Services, one of 12 such agencies across the state. She says people with mental health and substance abuse issues account for 40% of all healthcare expenditures, and she says community-based providers are the ones in a position to intervene in their lives most meaningfully.
We shouldn't proceed, I don't believe, with the expectation of great savings unless we're fully able to enable our community providers to do their jobs. And we're ready, and we're able, and we're very, very willing. But given our current underfunding, we're working with one arm tied behind our backs.
Moulton and Michael Hall say they're worried that the reform model won't include the funding necessary for community-based providers to realize their cost-saving potential. Al Gobay is chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board, the five-person panel that oversees just about every aspect of healthcare in Vermont. Gobay says he appreciates the providers' concerns.
However, there's a gap. There's a gap in information.
Once he's able to fill in those gaps, Gobay says he's confident the community-based providers will gain confidence in the path forward. As of now, though, Gobay says federal regulations require waiver negotiations to be conducted in private.
And the Green Mountain Care Board lives on transparency, and so it's very unnatural for us to have something that we're working on that we don't share. And so I want to get it out as soon as possible.
Lawmakers are now grappling with the question of how forcefully to insert themselves in the healthcare reform process. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.